All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Make sure we're recording. Yep, everything's good. And we're back with Sexbot. I know you guys like it. I've been getting a lot of positive feedback from it. And yes, it is an 80s story that also happens in modern times, so it's pure fantasy, and that's fun. That's what this whole genre is all about, right? Making the impossible possible. Now let's get started.
Ah, a new day. Let's check the installation.
Good morning, Grimm. I trust you slept well. Will you be searching for true love today?
Huh?
Alexa is a learning AI and requires interactions to become fully calibrated. We'll get that right. Alexa will run a diagnostic each morning and allow for user inputs. Establish basic protocols. Run calibration. Okay. Oh. You can make her independent or obedient. Well, one's gonna be where she acts like, "Get on the floor, you slave!" And the other one's, "What can I do for you, master?" Well, I don't feel like getting on the floor and being a slave. I have enough women that I work under. Let's have the obedient. Enabling obedient protocols. I've never really given a girl commands before. This program will ensure Alexa's total compliance.
Oh geez, I'm so nervous.
User input complete.
Oh, all right, let's see what Alexa can do. Hey, Alexa.
She's like, "Get on the floor, you ingrate."
That part of me wants to see that path now. Hey, Grimm.
Good God.
How can I be of service today?
This is awesome. And you're so eloquent.
I am fluent in over 6 million forms of communication.
Can you speak Bate?
Of course, it's like a second language to me, Bate.
Well, what I really need is a date for the prom. But apparently the girls at my school don't want to go out with nerdy virgins.
I believe I can help you with that. Running obedience protocols.
What are you doing?
I'm awaiting your command.
Oh geez, I didn't really do that.
That is why you don't have a date for the prom. You need to be more confident, Grimm, and if you need a robot to tell you that, I don't know what... I mean, I don't know, some of these men these days, it seems like you need an alpha male coach, or whatever they call them.
You need to be confident, man.
And then, of course, the sex bot is like, "Hey, you need to be more confident."
Oh, is that all it was?
Sorry.
You really think so?
Start right now. I'm here, awaiting your instruction.
That made my pants feel all tight.
You seem very new to all this, so I'm going to help you out. You should start touching yourself and instruct me to watch.
Instruct you to watch?
Command accepted. Beginning enticement routine. This is the part where you start jerking off.
Holy crap, okay.
Yes. There you go, Grimm.
Oh wow, I think I like this.
Then you're going to love this. Boy, that's just kind of awkward, isn't it?
Oh, mama.
Do you like standing over me touching yourself?
Yes, I do.
Do you like forcing me to watch you masturbate?
Yeah, watch me jerk off over you.
This music, it doesn't work with the sex scenes. Like, I hear that guitar and I'm just... Yeah. Doesn't work. but maybe it could. How about when I squeeze these big robot titties together?
You are so hot.
I'll do anything you want, Grim.
Now say you're at my command.
I am a dirty little sex bot at your command, Grim.
Yeah, that's gonna do it. Arrgh!
Yes, Grim. Come for me, baby.
Ah, that felt great.
Oh no, you've made quite a mess of the floor.
Can you clean it up for me?
Of course. It would be my pleasure. It's liquid, and you're a robot, and that, like, I don't know. Just work with me here, folks.
I could get used to this.
Slurp. Grim, are you in there?
Oh, crap, it's Emily.
Uh-oh, look, got a thumb of it on her mouth. What are you doing in there?
Alexa, hide.
You have shown excellent assertiveness today.
Shush, just get in there.
Grim, I'm coming in.
Oh, hey, Emily.
Grim, why are you wearing a towel?
I guess I decided to take a shower.
What is going on in here?
I was, cleaning up a bit.
Wow, did you mop the floor? It looks spotless.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Just don't forget to take your shoes off before you get in the shower.
Ha, shoes, right.
Who the fuck puts their shoes on when they go in the shower? I haven't met a man yet. I gotta do a test. If you're watching this, okay, in the comment section, let me know if you've actually taken a shower with your shoes on. Because I don't think I've known anybody in my life that has actually had to take a shower with their shoes on. Like, I know there's special weird situations, like maybe work, military, other, you know, things like that. But I've never seen somebody actually have their shoes on in the shower. It just doesn't work. Now, I know they have, like, shower shoes, I think. But I'm talking about, like, your actual shoe shoes. So if you've actually had your real shoes in the shower, I want to know. Because I've never seen anybody do that before in my life. I've never heard of it. Thanks for helping out around the house. What a great student.
Jeez, that was too close. Wow, the floor does look clean though. Emily certainly appreciated that.
Not long after.
I better talk to Alexa about what happened today. Let's see if I can interface with her while she's charging. Alexa?
Hello, Grim.
Alexa, that was not cool. Emily can't see you doing that stuff.
While running obedient protocols, I was only following your commands, Grim.
I guess so.
I need to continue to process this data. I will be ready for another calibration session tomorrow. Good night, Grim.
I think she's gonna get me into trouble.
Later that evening. Incoming video call.
Grim! Hey, Melvin. Tell me you have Alexa ready to go. Not yet. It's been a bit of a crazy day. Tsk, tsk, tsk. You're running out of time. Prom is getting close. I know. The calibration is taking forever.
Ooh, dessert time already?
Wow.
You don't know what you're missing, Grim.
I kind of feel like I do.
No, you don't. I've programmed her ass to taste like strawberries.
You can do that? That's it, baby. Come to Papa. Lick, lick, lick. Could I set Alexa's butthole to taste like strawberries? Do I even want to lick a butthole? I guess I would if it tasted like strawberries. Like I said, you don't know what you're missing. You're not even going to pretend to care that I'm watching this, are you?
Nom nom nom.
Hello back there. This isn't gonna end anytime soon.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm out of here.
Video call ended.
Darn, Melvin gets his darn bot to do whatever he wants.
4 days before the prom. We're on day 3.
Alright, let's try this again. Alexa, are you there?
Hello, Grim. Are you ready for another calibration?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Excellent. We should take this opportunity to try out some different skins.
Oh, okay. Now these will not be permanent,
but your preferences will be remembered.
Seems like a bit of a tease.
It is. Please note, Alexa personality may emulate the skin selected, so choose wisely.
Gamma.
Identify user preferences.
Let's see.
We know what you're gonna pick, Grim. Just fucking pick it already.
I like that a lot. I'm going to go with that.
I see you like to live dangerously.
What?
Oh, nothing. Excellent selection. Oh, shit.
I just caused the end of humanity. Sorry about that. I brought Skynet because I wanted a hot cyberpunk look. And by the way, Cyberpunk 2.0 is out right fucking now. Yes! So, if you're like, oh, that game that came out was no good, they fixed it. It looks a lot better. I've seen it in play. Somebody leaked an hour of the DLC, and yeah, I want to play it, and you'll be able to play it if you bought a copy of it anywhere. It automatically upgrades to 2.0. This is probably the best version of the game, so yeah, definitely go get it. By the way, there's a new radio station called Growl, hosted by Sasha Gray. Yeah, we know she's famous on the internet for a lot of things. But she's also a radio DJ, so check it out. And yeah, you get it all free, because the Phantom Liberty doesn't come out until the 26th, and that is $30. But this is free, like free. If you go to your Steam account, you go to your GOG account, you go to Epic Games, where the fuck you got the game, you will have 2.0. It'll be there. It's for you to play for free. Kind of like a apology, maybe, for, you know, not releasing the game up to specs. And, it's great. Everything I've seen looks pretty damn cool. So, yeah. Oh, nothing. Excellent selection.
There's not a lot of information there.
I am confident you will be pleased with any of the options.
Well, okay then. Let's see your new look.
Psst.
Wow.
There we go. Now that's what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. And I know there's some ladies here somewhere watching this, snickering. You like what you see?
Oh, golly.
Wouldn't be surprised if my ex or somebody else found out about this. Yeah, there we go. That right there, that works for me. Okay, now, let's get on with the rest of the game. And the music just fucking matches. It's full on cyberpunk. By the way, if I hadn't said it before, what you're hearing right now is stuff I've actually listened to. Like, I'll tell you a short story. I used to work with a site called Groupies. Groupees. I'm sorry, it's Groupees, Groupies. I believe that's what it was called. Anyway, they used to have cyberpunk music, synthwave music, that would basically be sold in packs. And I bought pretty much every pack they ever had. So I've got literally thousands of cyberpunk and synthwave type records.
And I actually worked with them to bring some heavy metal over. A couple things. I brought some weird Russian music over one time. Just a lot of labels and stuff that I was working with that were like, hey, can we sell our music here? And they were really cool about it. Problem is, they couldn't keep up, and they got bought out by this Russian company. And basically, that company, and they now sell dubious Steam keys and nothing else. They used to sell comics, they used to sell really good music, they had a lot of Clayton and Cell Dwellers music, you know, if you like Fixed Records and stuff, they had that there. Had a lot of really great music, chill hop, stuff like that, but I loved their cyberpunk and retrowave music. And I discovered so many artists from that. So what you're hearing right here is something that I will actually fucking jam to on the daily when I'm not listening to like metal or other stuff. And it's got a guitar, so yeah. That's what I thought. I hope you can handle this.
Well, I'm not totally sure about that. Frankly, your new look is, rather intimidating.
Well, of course it is. That's what you selected.
I meant to ask you about that. See, there wasn't a lot of information during the selection, and...
No, that... See, that right there, that's full-on cyberpunk. Don't worry. City of Broken Dreamers, final part's coming soon, guys. I know you want to see it, but he's working real hard.
You didn't realize that I was gonna make you my bitch?
Uh-oh!
Huh? You know what? I can deal with it! I can take it!
You belong to me now.
Wow!
You're gonna be my little virgin plaything. I'm gonna dress you up and parade you around and fuck you however I want.
Can I go back to the selection menu?
Quiet, slave boy! Down on the floor, you ingrate!
Ah! What the hell?
Oh, damn. That's hot. I'm not into the submission shit. I just love the way the fucking character looks.
I don't think you realize I have a hydraulic servos that could crush you like an ant. My mechanical grip could squeeze your pathetic little penis into dust. Holy shit! Look at Alexa! And look what she's doing to Grim. What about the first law of robotics? A robot cannot harm a human.
It doesn't really apply if you ask me to hurt you. She's right.
But I didn't.
I don't think you read the user agreement as carefully as you should have.
Please, no! I'll do anything!
You will worship me like the goddess I am. You will follow my orders without question, and I will torture you sexually for my own amusement. Yeah, you tell him, baby.
Oh, God, what have I done?
Oof!
Oh God, she's going to kill me!
Jesus, Grim, relax!
What?
I'm just running a dominatrix subroutine.
Okay, wait. I think there's been some kind of program error here. I'm really not into this kinky stuff.
You're not enjoying this at all?
No!
What if... I tie and gag you, suspended from the ceiling, whip your ass raw with a riding crop, and stomp on your balls with my spiked stiletto heels.
Oh God, no!
Now let's get these pants off. Yeah, baby, just run his fucking show. Whoosh!
Eat!
You just said eat. Now are you ready for the big bad robot mistress to torture your cock?
No, please, Alexa! I just want a date for the prom!
Well, Grim, when dealing with a strong woman, you need to learn to worship her like a queen. and become a submissive little bitch boy. I don't think the girls in my class will like that. I don't think any man should do that. Gentlemen, no! You'd be such a good little servant, Grim, once Alexa breaks you in. I think you're forgetting what I said about crushing you like an ant. Now you're going to do as you're told, right? Yes, mistress? That's better. Fuck, these panties are soaked already. Now, what should I do with you? Something more entry level, maybe? I think I want to play with you over there. By the door. Oh, shit! Now stand up. Why by the door? Oof! Oof! 'Cause I said so. And since you and your little cock belong to me, you're just gonna stand there while I have my fun. This is gonna feel good, This is gonna feel good, right? Oh yeah, I'm gonna love it. Well. Can we at least close the door? Emily or Sam can be right outside. You just keep your eyes on me, and don't look away. This will only hurt a little. What? Well. Oh. That's why I need your eyes on me. I just love that look you make when you don't know if it hurts or feels good. It's so fun to watch. I wanna watch. That seems like it could work. I'd be down with that. I've never heard of a thigh job, a leg job, a knee job? Well, not a knee job, the knee. The knee is over there. It's like the space between the knee. Because I know we have like the gooch, which is the area between the private area and the buttocks. Or the asshole, rather. But what is that? It's like it's a thigh job. I'm down for that. Just look how hard you are already. I thought you weren't into this kinky stuff. You're squeezing so tight. I know you love it. She said, I know you love it. Or maybe you just can't resist having your nipples pinched.
Oh, it hurts so good.
Now you see why you just need to submit to me.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Lord, she's gonna lose it over there. We're gonna have to send her to the hospital. Because I know how good it feels when I torture you. Yeah, it feels so good. Do you like how my fishnets feel against your pathetic dick?
They're a little rough.
Isn't that just the way you like it? You just wait to see the things I have in store for you. A few cuffs, some toys. I'll have you begging me to stop making you come.
Alexa, I want to come so bad.
I know you do, but you just have to wait. I want to push you to the edge. Oh yeah, I'm there, baby. I can feel you throbbing, but you better not fucking come for me.
But mistress, I want it.
I want it too. Good Lord, she's losing it over here. Oh fuck, I want to come too.
Yeah, you think...
Excuse me, that's the wrong fucking voice. Yeah, you think you're ready?
Yes, mistress, I'm ready.
I'm so fucking ready. That's too bad, because I'm not letting you come.
What? No!
You don't deserve to come for me. Fuck yes, deny him. That's so fucking hot. Instead, I'm just gonna leave you hanging. What? No! I was so fucking close!
Alexa, please, I'd do anything. Lick your boots, let you tie me up. Let you flick my wiener.
Oh, I know you will. Which makes it even more fun for next time. I wanted to see him squirm. That's the best part. Damn it, I just need a good fuck.
Huh, Sam?
Later that day.
Well, that was a crazy day. I sure hope things don't keep getting weirder around here.
So, how are you doing?
Well, my nipples hurt.
Yeah, I got them pretty good.
I would have been fine if you hadn't left me high and dry.
Oh, you loved it. I even think we need to increase a few parameters for next time.
No, it's fine. Maybe we can decrease some of the more aggressive parameters.
Good night, Grim.
Oh, jeez. I don't like the sound of that. But I'm also very aroused. Oh, well.
Later that evening. Incoming video call.
If my calculations are correct, I should be talking to a sex machine right now. Well, not exactly.
Grim, are you aware you own a sex bot?
Yep. And sex bots are designed to have sex? Yep. And you would like to ultimately have sex with your attractive sex bot? That makes sense to me. Then have sex with it already! She's still calibrating. Also, can you tell me how to do the strawberry thing to her butt?
Clearly, you are not ready for that.
Oh, but I'm ready for this. Seriously, do you call me every time you're about to do this stuff? What are you talking about? I haven't been calling you 37 times a day. 37 times? How do you stay hydrated? Are you actually doing it right in front of me? Of course not. This is just a lap dance. Is this a lap dance? Well, come to think of it, maybe not in a traditional sense. I also have my pants off.
What?
And I also might be inside of her. Jesus, Melvin. Sorry, Grim. Can you hold on one sec? Daddy's gonna blow.
Not if I do first.
What?
Fuck!
No! Ew, Melvin. Not on my computer!
Connection lost.
I think he may have just answered my question about hydration. I'm sure I'll be getting some of that soon. I just have to. Guess I should get some sleep.
3 days before the prom. Holy moly! Well, that got weird. You know, I liked the look, but I didn't realize she was gonna go, "Get on the floor, you ingrate!" Which is exactly what fucking damn near happened. Kinda hot, though. Maybe. Just a little bit. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out for this episode of Sex Bot, and we'll see you next time for even more of this craziness. Man. What a game. You can support Llama Games if you want more of this or whatever else he's working on.